know, we have to really look into this a little further, but it's an idea that will save public education access and money to the taxpayers. And it's an alternative to certainly what the county administrator has proposed, which is the elimination of the public's voice as well as the education channel. And this plan would save them far more money.
Thompson says she thinks her group could manage all three PEG channels for $1.5 million annually, roughly half of what it's costing the county right now. The proposed Hillsborough County budget would maintain the government channel, which costs around $2 million, but kill the $355,000 it gives to public access and $519,000 it distributes to the education channel. As Commissioner Mark Sharp suggested this week, there is plenty of downtime on the county government channel when it's not airing live government meetings. But Thompson's idea, which she considered this week as she speaks with other community television stations at a conference in Minneapolis, would mean the county government channel, whose funding is not in jeopardy of being cut at all, would then work under the public access channel hierarchy, at least as it stands now. WMNF asked Louise Thompson if those who work for the county government station, Channel 22, would want to work for or with the Tampa Bay Community Network, in effect perhaps giving up some autonomy. She admits she has no idea if they would.
There may be no resistance by the county commissioners. There definitely could be resistance by the people running it now, because when people run things, they want to stay running them. So, typically. So, yes, I do agree with you that there might be some resistance. But, you know, I'm sitting here resisting a budget cut, too. So I understand all that. I just am trying to come up with a solution where I'm very solution-driven. We are here. We have just visited these places. There are far many. There are more of them across the United States that provide all the access channels. Canada does it. One of my employees used to manage a P and a G, a PE and G, right? He's standing right here in Canada before he came to work for us at Tampa Bay Community Network. So it's not a new idea. It might be a new idea to Hillsborough County, and, yeah, there might be resistance, and my board may not like it, and I may not find it totally feasible. I'm just saying here, before you guys make a decision, there's other alternatives and other solutions, and I think that's what they need to look at.